Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has voice that made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. In my soul, my God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can't feel. Made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can't feel. In my soul, there are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can't feel. In my soul, my God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. And if you'd like to call in, this is the Macedonia call around the globe coming into your home. We're here from Southern Ohio. I'm Joanna Green, and my husband is Evangelist Clint Green. And we've got some callers on the line. And before we get them to say anything, today's subject is going to be about the Lamb of God. And if you would like to call in and join in with us and give a testimony and just share the Word of God, we use the King James Version Bible. To us, that's the only version there is. The number is 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. heisrisen38@aol.com. Praise God. So then we're studying again on the Lamb of God, and I see a caller here. 423, go ahead, tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Lloyd Yearwood down here in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. Good to have you on here. Can't wait to be with you here next week. And go ahead and say something there for the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, I've got a scripture here I'd like to say something about. It's in St. John, the first chapter, and starting in verse 27, says, He it is whom cometh after me is prepared before me, whom shoes latches I am not worthy to unloosen. Sorry about that. These things were done in beyond Jordan, when John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. You know, that's what I would like to think about tonight is right there. You know, John saw Jesus coming, and he knew exactly who he was, and he knew that he was the Lamb that would take away the sins of the world. You know, and I praise God that he took the sins upon him. He became sin that we could have this life and have it more abundant. And let's jump over to the verse 36, and it said, "And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God."
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, that's who this is all about tonight is the Lamb of God. And, you know, the Lamb of God taketh away the sins of the world. He come down here special just to forgive us of our sins. And, you know, we can look into another passage of Scripture here in over in the book of Revelation 12 and verse 11. And it says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the dead." You know, praise God, we're made overcomers tonight by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. And, you know, I tell you what, we need a testimony that will tell the world that Jesus loved them enough, that he come down here and become sin, that we could have this life. You know, praise God, there's not no other way that we can go tonight but only through the name of Jesus. There's no other name that we can call upon that will forgive us of our sins, and it's going to take the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And he spilled all of his blood on the cross that we could have this life and have it more abundant. And, you know, I just I praise God for it tonight, sister, then brother, that that God so loved the world enough that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I'm glad that he sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And, you know, the only way that they're going to be saved, and that is to recognize the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They're going to have to recognize who he is. And, you know, the Lamb is no one else but Jesus. Hallelujah. His name, praise God, is above every name. Hallelujah. God made him a name that was higher than any other name. And everybody has to look up to that name, Jesus, that Lamb, hallelujah, that gave his life on the cross. Oh, praise God. I tell you, I'm thankful tonight that I know the Lamb, that I know who he is. I knew him, praise God, from the very first time that I ever called upon him. And he reached down into my life, and he changed my life, and he gave me a new life. I praise God for that. Oh, I just praise God. Hallelujah. I've got one other passage of Scripture I would like to look into, and I'll try to shut up and get out of the way. It's just good to have an opportunity to come on here weekends. It's good that God is a moving like he's a moving on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you what, God is reaching out. He's a blessing, Blog Talk Radio, and I praise him for that. I praise him for what he's doing. Hallelujah. I've got a passage of Scripture here if I can find it. It's like it's been taken out of my Bible, but I know it's still in there because it's never been taken out. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. It's in Peter, 1 Peter, verse 1 and verse 19.
Yes.
It says, "But when the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot," hallelujah, That's what the precious blood of the Lamb is. He's without a spot. He's without a blemish. He's without a wrinkle. He's pure. He's holy. He's dedicated. And he is the one that we've all got to look up to and call upon. So I'll shut up now and just listen. Praise God. I appreciate the opportunity.
That's real good, Brother Yearwood. I actually had that scripture marked myself, and we hadn't even talked. So I know that we're right on line with the Spirit of God in 1 Peter 1 and 19. 1 and 20 says, who verily was foreordained before the foundations of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raiseth him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. And so God already had a plan before the foundations of this old world.
Yes, and it is. 22 Hallelujah.
Says, seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unformed love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with pure heart fervently. And, you know, I was thinking here how, you know, we're not to pray to Mary, we're not to pray to Peter, we're not to pray to nobody but to Jesus himself. He is the mediator. He takes it straight to the Father to answer the prayers. And I was thinking about how I'm just going to obey God here for a minute. We got another caller. Hold on there, Brother Yearwood, and we'll get you to come back in here in just a moment. I was thinking about John, the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verse 1. In the third day there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples and to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not come. Not yet. His mother saith unto him, to the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. So Mary herself was telling the people, to whatever he says, do it. It wasn't pray to me, or it wasn't come to me and I'll do it. Mary herself said, go to Jesus. And that's
Amen.
What we must tell the world, is to go to Jesus. He is the only way. There's no other way in. Praise God. Another scripture, don't know where it is just right now, says, you're told Jesus, your brother and your mother's looking for you. I'm kind of paraphrasing it there. Jesus says, who is my mother and who is my brother? And it's them that do the will of the Father. Praise God. So Mary herself was in the upper room seeking for the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If she knew today that people were making her a God, she would tell them, no, do what he saith to do. Praise
Amen.
God. We have another caller here. I want them to go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're located, 770. Come on in.
Yeah, Brother and Sister Green and Brother Yearwood. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Yes. Hey, brother, go ahead and obey God. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you.
Appreciate the opportunity to fellowship with you tonight and just be able to speak the gospel. Just a couple of things that God related upon my heart. I don't know what scriptures. I know some of the scriptures you already gave, and I know you've been on this subject for a couple of weeks, but John chapter 1, verse 29 says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. You know, this sacrifice that you've been preaching on tonight, there are some serious side effects to this sacrifice. One of the things there, out of that scripture, is one of the things I've received and gleaned out of that is that the first serious side effect of this sacrifice, as he takes away the sin of the world, this sacrifice robs something from us that belongs to us, and that's our sins, the sins that we've committed. But the Lamb of God, this sacrifice, has completely taken away the sins that belong to us. He's a sin bearer tonight, and this is a side effect that this is something, you know, we've read and we hear about these things that are taken in their lives and have serious side effects, sometimes more serious than the original cause. And I thank God tonight that there is the Lamb of God who has taken away my sins and completely taken away and is that sin bearer. And then in Hebrews chapter 10, starting with verse 10, it says, But to which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. I thank God tonight that Jesus Christ offered his body for all of us tonight, and that sacrifice. It was the Lamb of God. He said, and every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. You know, a lot of times we continue to offer up the same sacrifices that will never take away our sins. But, you know, tonight it says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever set down at the right hand of God. He says, from henceforth expecting until his enemies be made his footstool. Christ's work was a finished work, and he sat down, and all it is a time right now for his enemies to be made his footstool. Verse 14 says, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. We are sanctified by the word of God. We are sanctified by this sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, we've made perfected, we've been completed. He says, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. After the days of the sacrifice, we have the covenant. And here's another serious side effect. He says, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. So there's a writing. He writes with a finger and by his spirit. And it says, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. For where remission of these there is no more offering for sin. Second side effect of this sacrifice is so powerful tonight.
Yes.
It causes the God of heaven to have a memory loss. It causes the God of heaven to not remember our sins and iniquities ever again. This is a serious side effect, that here's a God that won't remember our sins because it'll be covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I just thank God for the opportunity tonight to be a part of this program and this gospel. And I thank you, Brother and Sister Green, and Brother Yearwood, for being a part of the fellowship. And I'll go ahead and be quiet now. But I just thank church, just thank people for the serious side effects of the sacrifice. Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. Go ahead.
Amen, Brother John. That's really good. Stay with us there. We're going to have you tell where your church is located and to hang in there with us. We've got another caller at 937, looks like 746. Tell us who you are there and where you're located.
Carl Nickel in Franklin.
Praise God, Brother Carl. Go ahead and obey God. Just if you want to testify, tonight's subject's on the blood of the Lamb. The Lamb of God, I'm sorry. But just go ahead and obey God and give a testimony there if you like, brother.
I just thank God for being on here and listening to you all right there, and I'm just going to sit back and listen to see what you got to say.
Praise God. Okay. That's Brother Carl. We go to church together. Our home church is Heavenly Highway Tabernacle. It's 5990 Michael Road, Madison, Ohio. Come join us. Our services are Wednesday nights, Sunday, and Saturday. And I'm going to turn this over here to my husband, Evangelist Clint Green.
All right. It's good to be with you tonight. I'm glad that I'm saved tonight by the blood of the Lamb, that I'm washed in the blood, that my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm so glad that Jesus paid the price, and he went up Calvary's hill. I was thinking, you know, that we go back into the Bible, we find out some background on the Lamb of God, how that he was prophesied to come. And the Bible said in the book of Hebrews in the 10th chapter, then, let's see, 5th verse, wherefore when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Then, 7th verse, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. So we see here that Jesus came in the volume of the book. So we can go back into the Hebrew scriptures, and we can see that he came unto his own. The Bible says there in John chapter, I believe that's chapter 1, he came unto his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And I'm so glad I believe on his name tonight. I'm so glad that when I heard the gospel preached and I heard about the death and the burial and the resurrection of Christ and how that he came out of that borrowed tomb, praise God, on that third day, I'm glad that I believed the report that God had gave of his son. Praise God that he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. See, he's all my righteousness tonight. He paid everything that I couldn't pay. He took my sins in his own body on the tree. Praise God. And now I've got to live for him, and I've got to walk the walk and talk the talk, and I've got to live right. I can't just live any way I want to live anymore, for I'm not my own. The Bible says we're bought with a price.
Amen.
With the precious blood of the Lamb. Now, I'm so glad for the Lamb of God. I think we said a little bit last week on Abraham, how that Abraham, in Genesis 22, Abraham took his son up on the mountain. God said to Abraham to take him up and offer him as a burnt sacrifice upon a mountain, which I will show you. Abraham started out, he took the lad, he took the wood, he took the fire, he had the knife, and they were on their way. Praise God. And when they got part way there, the lad, Isaac, he said, well, here's the wood, and here's the fire, but where's the sacrifice? Abraham said that, he said, God will provide for himself a sacrifice.
Yes, amen.
And somebody else has called in here. I'm going to turn it over and let them say a few things.
Go ahead, 937-367. Tell us who you are, where you're located.
Is that me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm Sister Midge from Ohio, Southern, here in Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, it says, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And I was thinking over here, where Brother Green was talking about Isaac being taken up by Abraham to, he said he's got the wood and the fire, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. So he said he'd provide himself a lamb. And so over here in John 8, verse 56, Jesus was speaking to the Jews. He says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. So Abraham saw way afar off that Jesus was going to be the Lamb of God, that he would be the sacrifice, the Lamb. Praise the Lord. That's what I wanted to contribute.
Amen. I was thinking too there, Sister Midge, how Jesus told the people there when he was here in the flesh, he said, I am the I am before Abraham. So he came in the flesh to be an offering, blood sacrifice for us, without spot, without blemish. They can look for all the heifers, they can look for all the blood sacrifices they want to in the natural, but God already, Jesus himself said it is finished. He done it all. He paid the price. You know, he said, freely give, freely receive. And if we receive that blood sacrifice tonight,
for wages of our sin. It would be blotted out, wiped out, like Brother John was saying, never to remember anymore in the sea of, as from the far as the east to the west, never to be remembered again. Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. He is alive and well, and he is able, more than able. He owns 1,000 cattle on the hill, praise the Lord. He don't need our money, praise the Lord, but he said to give that the windows of heaven should be opened unto us, that the storehouse would be full for meat, praise God. But he said to give, and you know, he gave, and now we just give him our crumbs. The Lord spoke to Clint the other day and talked about how us as Christians just give God just the crumbs from our, just a little bit, when we need to be giving God a whole lot more, praise the Lord, and not grumble and not complain about it. I don't think when he was beat on that hill, praise the Lord, I don't believe when he was taking them stripes on his back, I don't believe he was complaining. When he had to take up that cross and carry it up Golgotha Hill, I don't believe he was complaining. Hallelujah, praise God. But we go through a little bitty toe ache or a little bitty oh me or my. We can't hardly hold on to serve God no more. We just give him a little bit when we need to give him our whole entire life. Praise God. He's just asking us just a small part of us, and he made us anyway. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Brother Yearwood, go ahead, brother.
Praise the Lord. I'm just enjoying that there. Sister, you just ought to go ahead and carry on. I tell you, without the blood, there's no remission of sin. And with the blood, there's remission of sin for every sin except the sin of the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. It's not forgiven in this world, neither the world to come. But thank God, we can go to him and say, Lord, if we've committed a sin, we can go to him and say, Lord, just forgive me of my trespasses. And he's always willing, according to the, oh, hallelujah, according to the first John over there, he said, I write unto you, little children, that you sin not. But if you do sin, you have an advocate with the Father, and his son's blood will cleanse you from all sin. Hallelujah. From all sin. I mean everything except the blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And it won't be forgiven in this world, neither the world to come. But thank God, I'm so glad tonight that we have an opportunity to serve a living Savior. Praise God that didn't stay in that old tomb. They just barred that tomb just for 3 days for him, and he come out of there victorious over death and hell in the grave. And praise God, I tell you, he's still victorious. And I'll just say this, we have a broadcast that comes on here on Friday evenings at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Everybody's feel free to just call in and get in here with us, and we'll just have a great time in the Lord and just worship the Lord in the Spirit and truth. It's reaching the world for Christ, and Lloyd and Betty Yearwood is the evangelist. So we'll back up and just go ahead and carry on there.
Praise God. That's Tuesday night here, Brother Yearwood. Tuesday night starts at 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's for 2 hours long till 8 o'clock. Is that right, Brother Yearwood?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. We got about a minute and 15 seconds left, and I want to share, be praying, y'all, callers on tonight. We're thinking about going to an hour, and just pray about that. Brother John, go ahead, tell us where you're located, where your church is at, and brother, just pray, too. Pray for the people out there that needs a healing in their body and needs their soul saved.
All right. We're located 75 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia, in Thomaston, Georgia, at 114 East Main Street, right downtown Thomaston, Georgia. Our services are Sunday morning at 10 and 11, regular service, 6 o'clock on Sunday night, and 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So we're going to go ahead and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come to you right now, and we just proclaim healing. Father, you said even as a centurion, just saying a word and it shall be done. Father, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the ultimate sacrifice, Father, I just ask you right now to go across the world right now and just saying a word and it shall be done. That cancers will be, Lord, just healed in the name of Jesus. That people will be set free and delivered by the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you perfected this and completed this by your sacrifice, that you've taken away these things, Lord, that you are the Lamb of God. And, Lord, we are made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Lord, let this be our testimony. Lord, I proclaim and declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ complete healing and wholeness tonight. And, Father, that we will receive a good report by faith. And, Father, we give you the glory and honor in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen.
Until next Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll see you then. God bless.